Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
African American.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
What is your age?
64.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated to vote, 10.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Right about now, not a very strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights. You may choose up to two.
I can only pick one. Two. Social Security and health insurance.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Would you... I had a call coming in. Could you repeat that question, please?
Yes. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
Okay, favorable toward who?
Mike Rogers.
Oh, I don't not feel anything.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
I feel they're weak.
Right. Would you rate them a 0?
Yes.
Okay. Alyssa Slotkin.
I'm very favorable.
Would you say 100?
Yes.
Okay. Tim Scott.
0.
Okay. Cornell West.
100.
Joe Biden.
50.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Hill Harper.
50%.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Joe Biden?
So struggling with that. 100%. Yeah.
All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes, some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Would you say somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Biden administration?
I don't like the way he's handling the finances for our country. I don't like the weakness he shows toward Russia and North Korea. I don't like how he's handling the deal with Hamas. I don't like that at all. I think he's going to cause judgment to come on the United States because of the way he's handling the Jewish community.
All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes, he's spewing hatred, I feel.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Would you say somewhat less favorable or somewhat or much more unfavorable?
Extremely less favorable, much more unfavorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
The things that are that's coming out of his mouth as far as the he was once against the against the Latinos coming to the United States. Now because he wants to get elected, he's kind of wavering on that. He was once totally against abortion. Now he feels it should be left up to each state because he wants to get elected. He says that the reason he feels that he has a kinship with the black community now because he feels what they felt when he was convicted of a crime that he did commit. And, you know, he equated it with black people. There are 4 more non-minority people that commit crimes than black people. So I didn't like that. He cannot compare himself to us. He shouldn't try to. And it's a play on trying to play on minorities' intelligence to think that he can do that, that we're that stupid, that we will vote for a man who was found guilty, allegedly from his peers, the jurors, And we're supposed to be okay with him saying that. He makes a mockery of the Bible by creating a Bible. Gym shoes, that's just racist within itself. Those orange or gold, whatever color gym shoes those are, that's just demeaning to think that we're so shallow that we would go for something like that. He encourages hatred from other countries. It should never be encouraged to hate anybody. Before, he was all for the border, which I hate the thing about the border, because when blacks try to come over, no matter who's been president, from Africa or any other black area, they're stopped. And some Latino get to come in, and I'm not saying they shouldn't, but make it fair across the board. The hate that he has for Latinos is ridiculous, the way he showed before in the past. But because he wants to be elected, he's gotten the Latino community, a lot of them, convinced that he's their guy. He doesn't care anything about those people.
Okay.
He doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in the community, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Shoot, that's a hard one. The white supremacy, and also equal rights one of them? Among the minority community, was that one of them?
No, it's the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence,
yeah.
A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or cuts to the social safety like Social Security.
Cutting Social Security.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Fixing the immigration system.
Oh, that's a toss. Joe Biden.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Neither one of them. I guess Joe Biden.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
That would be Trump. Would encourage that.
But who do you think would be better at dealing with that issue?
Oh, Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Would say somewhat less or much less?
In comparison to Trump? Or just period?
Just in general.
Less favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or other?
All of them.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
More than three times a week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Mm-hmm. You have a blessed day.
You too.